I've been invited here to take photos. Yet this is a country where, under the Taliban's Islamic code, there are severe restrictions on taking photographs. Tomorrow, I get a permit. But as I was to discover, getting the permit is one thing, making it work, quite another. Morning in Kabul, and sunrise reveals a shattered city. 20 years of fighting has taken a terrible toll on the Afghan capital. This was once the Shah's mausoleum, and this was the old royal palace. Today, they're little more than rubble. But with Shahs and emperors long gone, shepherds run their sheep in the royal grounds. My journey will take me across the country from Kabul to Herat. But before I leave, I need permission from the Ministry of Information to travel to the great Buddhas of Bamiyan. And for that, I'll have to wait. And all the time, I'm being watched. The Taliban are everywhere. You can tell them by their black turbans. The word Taliban means religious student. And at the religious school, or the madrasa, they learn the Quran by rote, all 114 chapters of it. By doing this, they hope to interpret Islamic law in a pure, uncontaminated way. Or that's the theory. As a force for change, the Taliban have only been around since 1996. Even so, their rules for living are based on an 8th century text. It determines everything they do, even whether or not I can take photographs. But time is running short if I want to get to the Bamiyan Buddhas. There's still no word from the ministry, so it's time to do a bit of public relations.